A decade ago, the biggest concerns for parents of teenagers were alcohol, drugs and sex. Now, parents' biggest fear isn't catching their kids drinking, it's catching them in the wee hours on their phones. Some experts want devices banned in schools, but controlling their use at home is the bigger challenge. Isabel Rowe reports.
The constant sound of computer games and phones at home is enough to trigger frustration in some parents, but potentially something much worse in children.
We have flooded adolescents with highly addictive software.
Author David Gillespie was so concerned about the amount of time his own children spent on devices, he wrote a book examining the chemical change in teenagers, which removes the brain's ability to suppress addiction.
In adolescence, that braking system gets turned off, and the human brain goes into a stage of high-speed construction of all of the higher-order things, impulse control, associating with others, socializing with others. That means, unfortunately, that the adolescent brain is uniquely susceptible to addiction during that phase.
And he says the companies making social media apps and games are well aware of that.
They are competing with hundreds of millions of other apps to be the four or five apps that sit on your desktop and get clicked by you. They have to use psychological hooks. They have to use everything we know about addiction to get you to click on their icon.
David Gillespie believes the quick reward triggered in the brain by checking social media is the reason rates of teenage pregnancy, alcohol and smoking have plummeted. He partly blames the education system and wants a return to the days of shared computer labs in schools.
Rather than people saying, oh, hang on, maybe we better be a little bit careful about this because there's clearly something odd going on with adolescence and technology, people are doing the opposite and they're saying, actually, we need to make sure every single adolescent has a device that they can use in school at all times.
Queensland Primary School Principal Andrew Obether is also worried.
I know I have been told by a parent who found his 11-year-old son on devices at 2 a.m. Now, that addiction is harmful.
But he would be hesitant to ban personal devices in the classroom.
I wouldn't agree with banning anything from the classroom necessarily. Computers don't necessarily improve students' learning, but they do improve creativity and collaboration. And we need to educate students and teachers and parents as to the appropriate use of them.
David Gillespie warns parents who don't enforce phone bans at home, especially late at night, are putting their children at risk of addiction, anxiety and depression. But a recent study done in the UK by University of Oxford psychological researcher Amy Aubin failed to find a definite link between using technology and mental health.
We can't make a causal claim. So we can't say just because she uses a lot of social media, she should feel worse. Looking at very pro-anorexia content on Instagram can actually have very different effects than, for example, Skyping your grandmother. And so what researchers need to do is to think about social media and technology with a lot more nuance.
That's University of Oxford researcher Amy Aubin, ending that report by Isabel Rowe.